In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com and get up to 15% off your first purchase as a member with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for up to 15% off your first purchase as a member.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Welcome back. My name is Kit.
And I'm Steve.
And this is Streaming Things After Hours.
After Hours.
Birthday edition.
Ooh.
Steve, I've
Happy
hired
birthday.
69
Happy birthday.
Strippers.
69?
Come in, men.
Oh, it's happening.
My dudes.
It's finally happening. Mustache rides for all.
That's right. No. So it's our dual birthday celebration.
Oh my God. Hold on. If we have the boys coming in, we gotta play the right song.
I thought it was going to be my dogs.
No, you get Pony in there.
Bam. All around the world.
I mean, I think that's a different vibe if you like come in and like.
Hey, dog.
I'm all around the world.
It's from Grind, right?
Yeah.
Good times.
Oh, that song will always live on that board.
Yeah, I'm now as of tomorrow.
Well, yeah, we're recording Saturday.
Yeah.
We don't know when this particular episode is going to be released, but.
Yeah, as of sometime this week, I've turned 35 years old. What are you, 36?
I just turned 36 last week. Yeah, a week from today.
36 Mafia. I'm tired. By the way, we just recorded three other episodes, but lastly, it was the one we did just now was Willy Wonka.
Mm-hmm.
And we ate like 16 different types of candy.
Yeah.
And I feel like a truck hit me.
Yeah,
I told him before we started, I don't feel great. And then he was like, oh, let's eat all this candy.
See, I was doing the thing where it's like, oh, let me take one bite of this. Oh, that's very good. And Chris is like housing five pieces at a time. You didn't pace yourself.
I told you, I'm not, I'm an excessive person.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's why I don't drink or do anything. And it's how I roll. And you've seen it, you've witnessed it firsthand. I also have severe TMJ. My shit is a flaring up right now, but that's not going to take away from my happiness. I showed up today. Steve and his girlfriend have a big happy birthday 35th banner hanging up. They got me cute gifts and film books and cards, and I feel very loved.
A Dark Sister.
Dark Sister keychain / letter opener, I assume. I don't know.
Yeah, it was, and the website's like, buy this keychain, so we're thinking it's going to be like this cool little thing. No, this thing's literally like a dagger.
I can't hang that on my keys, can I?
You could.
It won't fit in my pocket.
You're just like, dangling. Ow. Jingle, 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 jingle.
I'm definitely gonna slice somebody in public and go, he can keep his tongue.
Please do.
I have to.
Can you imagine if that Dark Sister key ring was on Keys' key ring in E.T.?
Oh, wow.
Even
more iconic.
Yeah. He's got a huge ass sword.
You can listen to our E.T. coverage on Patreon, patreon.com/streamingthings, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
So we're gonna do our best to do a little after hours. None of my gifts for Steve came in on time. So I just feel like a real piece of shit.
hey, the only gift I need from you is just getting to see you on or around your special day. So check. We got there.
And a blow jay?
Well, handy.
Okay, that'd be weird.
The ceremonial streaming thing's handy.
Here's the high chew that did me in. This is the one that made me sick.
Is that the pineapple one?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was the one that you were like, oh, this is good. Nope, 180.
Well, I think it took a turn. Mm-hmm. You know, you ever had a shot of tequila going down? Like, this is okay.
No, it's not. Don't think so.
That's what happened.
Oh my gosh.
That's what happened.
So dude, you're turning 35.
Yeah. That Bo Burnham, I'm turning 30 song.
Fucked Bill Bo, his for that ends you. Bilbo
Baggins?
My 111th birthday. So two-part question. You're turning 35.
Sure.
First part, got any special plans tomorrow? Second part, how does it feel to have made 35 complete rotations around the sun?
So the first part, I don't typically celebrate my birthday to my wife's chagrin. I've told you before, I have holiday trauma that includes my birthday. I've learned by having kids to enjoy Christmas and stuff. But it was typically a point of stress in my family. So holidays meant nothing to me until recently, but my birthday extra, I feel even more like positive. It doesn't matter because it's about me and I don't like that. Right. Mm-hmm. But my wife, it's like at a certain point, I'm actually being selfish by not engaging in, cause my wife enjoys that stuff, you know, like,
yeah, she wants to celebrate you.
Yeah. So we're going to go on a shopping spree out to the mall.
Ooh, shopping.
Yeah. We're going to take my son to, he likes baseball cards and stuff, card collecting in general. We're going to take him to a card shop. We're going to go to a bookstore and get some books for my daughter and for myself, and probably go to Best Buy and splurge on a bunch of physical media, some movies for old dad and whatever my wife wants to buy. I don't know.
Old dad.
So yeah, I'm pretty excited about that. That's all we're going to do. Maybe get some food, you know, just hang out with the family. Nice chill Sunday.
What kind of food?
That's the plan. I don't know. Pizza maybe.
Oh, can't go wrong with pizza. Oh,
something everybody likes.
You do love the za.
I am a za aficionado, mm-hmm. as they say. Mm-hmm. And as far as how does it feel, I feel tired. I feel like there's so much life ahead of me.
I feel tired. I feel worn down and beaten, honestly.
It's like that joke. I think I've told this before, but that joke that, what's his name? Tom Segura tells.
Oh, yeah.
Where he's like, you ever just kind of almost done, you know?
I'm ready.
You know, but I also feel like my life's just begun. You know, this was a big year. This is dumb, but this was a big year for me. Like the podcast kind of blew up. Mm-hmm. The TikTok thing blew up. I've been traveling the country, like doing cool things, right?
Yeah, that's
both
a great
of us
year.
Got to go to the Spider-Man premiere. And it has occurred to me, this is really embarrassing to admit, I have always dreamed of being like a published author, a professional entertainment person of some kind, and I've always kind of secretly told myself it's okay, it hasn't happened yet, because Harrison Ford didn't start his career until he was 34. Mm-hmm. And Sam Harris was an idol of mine. I think he's a little too right now, but he was an idol of mine. He was a philosopher and a writer, a neuroscientist. He didn't even graduate college until he was 34 because he went like traveling the world and stuff. So he didn't start until he was 34. And so there's a couple guys I admire that started at 34. So it was kind of my secret, like, if I don't fucking do something by 34, then I'll start to panic. And it was during being 34 that everything started to finally click. And I've always kind of secretly, I've never told anybody that out loud, but I've been like, that's kind of neat.
That is pretty cool.
Here it comes.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know,
that's pretty cool.
I'm hoping that's what's going on, but we'll see. But if nothing else, I mean, I'm so blessed. I got two healthy kids. A host, like more good, solid friends than most people could ever dare to ask for. Like if you had one or two of the kind of friends that I have, you'd be ecstatic, right? And mm-hmm. I've got several.
Yeah.
You know? So, yeah, I should be very happy. I just need to practice on seeking less.
You need to digest that candy is what you need to do.
Right now, at this point, yeah, that's true. That's true. What about you? How's it feel to be 36?
Ah, man, you know, in a weird way, because I've been thinking about this, you know, I've been pretty existential the last couple of days because I am 36. I'm on the wrong side of 30, right? And in a weird way, like, I've never felt better. Like, I've never felt more alive, more, I've never been happier. I've never been more comfortable in my own skin. I mean, I'm not 100% comfortable in my own skin, but it's never been this good, right? Because things are finally happening. I'm finally like making progress at my job. I got promoted not too long ago. I've got a really great girlfriend. I'm in a very healthy relationship. I have, just like you, I have so many amazing friends, amazing people in my life that I'm just so fortunate to have that would do anything for me and I would do anything for them. We've got this podcast that's been taken off, this thing that we've been toiling on for years. The fruits of our labor are finally coming to be, right? And that feels good. And so like, it was just kind of a lot of time this week, just kind of sitting and looking around and evaluating my life and kind of being like, you know what? This is great. This is good. Yeah. I'm happy with where things are going right now. I almost feel like I should knock on wood. Because that's just life, because I don't want to lose it.
Waiting for the shoe to drop.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. When will this worm turn is what I ask.
Don't eat the worm.
He's going to eat the worm.
Don't eat the worm.
I had an amazing birthday last. So listeners who listened last week, they listened to the podcast before my birthday popped off, right? So I don't know if. I'm going to mark this just in case. I don't know if I'm spoiling anything, but so last week we did the birthday trivia episode, which I spent a lot of time on. And that was like a birthday gift to myself because like I enjoyed doing that. I was hanging out with Phil and Madison. We all had a good time. It was great. The other two episodes that week was the Tu Wong Fu review and the back to school stories with Phil, but also with Erica. And I don't know if anyone like really connected the dots, but Erica is my girlfriend. Mm-hmm. And so being able to share being on the episode with her was a really, really great moment, and also a birthday gift to myself because I think she's really, really funny. She has great stories, and I've been trying to get her to be on the podcast for any reason. And so she finally came on there, much hesitation, but she did it because she's a trooper. But the thing was, is while we were recording the night before, so I get off work really, really late. She's supposed to meet me at my apartment, right? We were going to spend Friday night together. But I didn't get off work till very, very, very late. Like a bunch of shit happened and I didn't get to leave work till like 11 p.m. Right. And I'm texting her like, I'm so sorry, hon. Like the work's going to shit. I'm going to be really, really late. I'm so sorry. I'll call you when I'm on my way home. And she's like, okay, cool. And I'm on my way home and I call her and she's like, okay, cool. I'll start make my way down there. Oh, shoot. I forgot my medicine. I'm like, what do you mean you forgot your medicine? And she's like, nothing. I'm already in my car. I'm already on my way to your apartment. I'm like, okay, right. I would start walking up to my apartment and I could see like the TVs on in my apartment as I'm walking up and it turns off. And I'm like, she's in my apartment. She's in there. She has a key. And I'm like, she's in there. She did something. So I walk in and it's like, oh my God, you're here. It's early. Surprise. And she like decorated a bunch of stuff and brought cupcakes and everything. She's like, were you surprised? I'm like, yeah, this is really sweet. I knew you were here though. I was on to you. And she's like, ah, darn. So Phil comes over to record Saturday when we were doing all the weekly episodes. And I'm telling him this story and he's like, oh, wow. So that's so funny. You tried to surprise him, but it didn't go well, huh? Ha ha ha. I'm telling Madison the same thing, right? And she's ah, ha ha ha. These motherfuckers, guys. Erica actually planned a legit surprise birthday party for me Saturday night that I was completely unaware of. So we were going to go out to dinner. The plan was, at least in my mind, Eric and I were going to have a double date with Phil and his wife. And that was all we were going to do for my birthday because I didn't really want to do anything big this year. And I go into Phil's backyard. We like went to their house and he's like, oh, I built a thing in my backyard. Come check it out. I'm like, okay, cool. And I follow him out there and like something like 10 or so of my friends are back there. They've completely decorated their backyard to be like Jurassic Park themed. They had a projector and like lawn chairs out there. Andy was there. Sarah was there. Madison and Phil were there. So like the whole time I'm making fun of Erica's surprise earlier in the day, they're like, just wait, buddy.
Decoy surprise.
It was a decoy surprise and it fucking worked. Cause I had no clue at all. I've never been that shocked by a surprise party before in my life. And it was just really, really fun just to hang out with everybody. They catered all of my favorite trash food. So there was like Little Caesars pretzel pizza, Wingstop, Taco Bell, White Castles, just all this nonsense. like she went all out for this party, and just being there with her and my friends and watching my favorite movie, Jurassic Park, like outside with them all. It was just an incredible experience. And like, I thought last year, the karaoke party, I talked about that a year ago on the pod. I thought that was like the best birthday I ever had. I think this one even took the cake. It was
life's just
so special.
Keep getting better every year, my friend.
It is. It really is. It's on a really upward trajectory for both of us, I feel like. And I love being on this journey with you and being a part of that positivity. Yeah.
We traveled the country together.
We did.
Yeah.
We had a question on the Wheel of Favorites was like, what was your favorite vacation? I almost talked about
it. I almost did too. I was like, I've talked about that recently.
Yeah. I was the same way. I was like, let me tell a story I haven't told before. But that moment really was, I loved going on that trip.
Yeah. That was life changing. Mm-hmm. And we almost didn't go.
Yeah. I'm glad we did.
Erica encouraged us.
Yeah. Erica was actually a really big part of like, dude, fucking go. And Carissa too.
Yeah.
But Erica was the one that was like, look, the tickets are cheap. Get these, buy these. Look, dummies, go get them.
Never Expedia'd before, you know?
Me either. I never Expedia'd either.
Price-lined, whatever we did.
Price-lined. This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. It can be tough out there as we try to navigate the many twists and turns that life throws our way. Not every problem we face has an obvious or easy solution, but talking through these issues can always bring major benefits. So whether you're dealing with a career change, relationship help, or just getting used to your new normal, therapy helps you stay connected to what you really want while you navigate life, so you can move forward with confidence and excitement. I myself have benefited from therapy. I have benefited from BetterHelp. I was struggling to find myself and figure out who I was post-divorce. BetterHelp matched me with an amazing therapist who taught me all about codependency, what it was, and ways I can combat it and realize my whole true self. So if it sounds like therapy is the right move for you, then give BetterHelp a try. It's online, convenient, flexible, and can work with your schedule. Filling out a brief questionnaire is all it takes to get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists at any time. To start your own therapy journey, visit betterhelp.com/streamingthings today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/streamingthings. Hey, Stream Fiends. Over here at Streaming Things, we like to give a special shout out to all of our members of our Patreon, but we want to specifically shout out our super patrons for the month of August. So thank you, Becky Ledusky, Kaylee Sampson, Stanton Valentino, Huckleberry Cauliflower, Giancarlo Gasparin, Mike from New Hampshire, Brett X, Emily Scarano, Little Tickler, Svento7, Jay Scramo, AK Ashley Ray, Adam Busby, Wendy O'Loughlin, Jason Hawkins, Trey Barrera, Conrad, David Malfara, Professor Beth RN, Rabbit Dog in a Barbie Car, Jose Ruben Cruz Rodriguez, Charlie Friday, Alexis Adler, The Pedal Peddler, Emmy, Joe Velez, Valerie, John Collins, Amber McVeigh, Amanda King, Trisha Bueller, Sun Loving Mortal, Suzanne Rode, Jadinklage Morgoon, Jen Robinson, Kate, Kalisha Reeves, Aaron Armstrong, Kevin Strother, Jeanette Murphy, Ashley Powers, Stephen the Fifth, Casey McCain, and Enza. Thank you all so much, and back to the show. Okay, let's get into this. Let's get into this, Chris.
The meat?
The meat and potato. I'm going to give it to you.
Give it to me raw?
And wriggling. Get ready. Prepare your anus. No.
My dags are already rattling.
One of the other really, really cool things about this year, and we talk about it all the time, is the Stream Fiends. The listener, like,
yes.
We've gotten to have a lot of really great relationships with a ton of people online, parasocial relationships. But like, I feel like it's more than that for several of them, for sure. You know, we shout out Enza quite often. I feel like we don't shout out Casey enough for just how much she does. And not only in Discord, but helping us out now that we're doing strike stuff. Like she, her and Enza curated all the Wheel of Questions,
that's
Wheel
so
of Favorite
stuff.
I mean, they help us so much.
They build the structure of the show a lot of the time.
Yeah. Mando Jen, she created our website for us and like kind of maintains
that.
These
people message me all the time to check on me. And I don't always respond very quickly because I've got all this stuff going on. And they genuinely care.
Yeah. So they did something special for me last week. I don't know. Did you see it? Did you see the video they made?
No.
Okay. Well, Phil sort of like spearheaded this movement to like make a video of different Stream Fiends wishing me happy birthday. But Chris, they also did the same thing for you.
Oh.
And I have it here on my iPad. I'm going to play it for you. And we're going to record. Oh, it's not that. That is.
Whoa. The angel opens her eyes.
Spotify went rogue on me there.
Oh, I feel it coming in the air.
So this is a video a bunch of people have sent in. I edited this together using a template that Phil made for mine. And so I'm going to play it for you. You're going to watch it, and we're going to see your live reaction to it in real time. So whenever you're ready, buddy, just is the sound on there in the corner? So turn the sound on.
Oh, God.
Oh,
there's porn.
Oh, God. There you go.
Is it a touchscreen?
Yeah, it's an iPad. So let me know when you're ready.
I'm ready.
Let me switch over to your single cam. Boom. And hit play, buddy.
Hey, Kit. Hey, Kit.
Hi, Kit.
Hi, Kit.
Hi, Kit.
Hi, Kit.
Hi, Kit.
Hi, Kit.
All of the stream fiends.
The stream fiends.
The stream fiends.
The stream fiends.
The stream fiends
wanted to get together
to wish you a very happy birthday.
A very happy birthday.
Via a range of very awkward videos because some of us are awkward.
And of course I needed to get my Targaryen wig and say thank you for being such an inspiration for a lot of us in so many different ways.
Thank you so much for everything you do, all the hard work and love that you pour into this podcast, and for the community that has grown because of you.
Who knew that listening to a podcast about season 4 of Stranger Things would change my life so much? It takes a special person to gather such wonderful people around them, and I'm forever grateful.
I am so lucky that I stumbled across your TikTok all those months ago and found the podcast and got to know everybody in the Discord. You are such an amazing person and leader within your community, and we are all so grateful and lucky to get to know you and be part of Streaming Things.
I've been a very vocal supporter of this podcast for a very long time now, and I'm so happy to be here. And it's all thanks to you, to Steve, to Andy. This community is full of wonderful people. Also, please watch Buffy.
I personally want to thank you for all the time and passion and laughs and all the content that you've given us over the last couple of years. It does not go unnoticed.
I always feel like you're super eloquent in your reviews and that you always come up with very thought-provoking discussions, all while making it very approachable and refreshing and lighthearted.
You're hilarious. You are so funny. I am laughing out loud constantly when I listen to the episodes.
I love how you can say something super intelligent without breaking words. It's like pissing the fuck off. You remind me so much of my brothers, and I just love your big ass open heart.
You have so many big feelings, and I love that about you. You're so open. You're hilarious. You bring so much to the show. You're a really amazing person.
I love your impressions, but most importantly, I love how in tune you are with your emotions. It makes me feel more confident in myself. You are so open with your struggles and how much you've overcame, and it inspires me, and I wish there was more men like you.
And that's my favorite thing about you. I really value vulnerability in people. And the way that you have taught all of us how to not be ashamed of our past, because you at least seem like that you're not ashamed of yours, it's helped at least me learn to not get the ick as much when I think back on the stuff that I've done in my life. So thank you for that.
I just want to thank you for your honesty and how genuine you are when talking about your own life or the media that we're consuming or whatever it is. It is powerful, and I think it's inspiring and really cool how open you are.
Thank you so much for everything that you do. Your positivity really, really has a huge impact.
You have helped me and many others get through many hard times, and we appreciate you more than you will ever know.
During the fog of the strike, your true colors shine through, you know, like a laser.
And from the original Scrammo sister, I just wanted to say that no matter where I'm at, the moment I hear you say, "And this is Streaming Things," I am truly in my happy place.
You are, I'm pretty sure, the best, the brightest, the strangest, the sexiest podcaster out there.
Classic.
In an ocean of people vying for my attention, you are my lighthouse. my beacon of broadcast, my curator of content. And while Steve might be the dick and balls of streaming things, I know you're the heart and soul.
This message is in Valyrian, so I will put subtitles for those of you who do not speak it. Fujizi, Fujizi, Zoom von Ki Leze. Anzing Umsle, Avujulu Kutishi. Aw Wano, Shino, Shino, clap them cheeks. You got that.
I hope you have the best birthday ever. Clap them cheeks, baby.
So from me and Poppy and Branch, happy birthday.
I hope that your day contains a dearth of fun, family, friendship, laughter, and love.
Any hoozle, happy birthday and happy streaming.
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 Feliz cumpleaños, mi amigo. Happy birthday, my friend, and happy streaming.
Happy birthday and happy streaming.
Happy birthday and happy streaming.
Bear down.
Oh my God.
Hold on. Wait, it's not over yet. Oh, wait, there's more.
What's up, Kit? It's Joe Crest here, a.k.a. Ted Wheeler on Stranger Things, and I just want to wish you a happy birthday, big happy birthday, and congrats on your podcast.
What'd I do? Streaming things.
I haven't had an opportunity to see it, but understand, started out Stranger Things, streaming things, and now branching out to other movies and TV, which is all good by me. I love movies and TV, and it does not have to be Stranger Things. Any hoozle. Kit, thanks so much for watching the show. Oh, yeah, one more thing. You're going to have a birthday celebration. Enjoy yourselves. Have a ball. But a little dad advice. From an on-screen dad and a real-life dad, watch your language, Kit.
Watch your language.
Everybody, language. And otherwise, have a great birthday. Have a great year. Don't wait for it to be a good year. Get out there and make it a good year.
Make it a great birthday,
everybody. And thanks for watching Stranger Things. Thanks for having Ted's back. You're now part of Ted's army. Happy birthday. Go get him.
Wait till he listens to the show. Fuck Ted. Was Karen busy?
Aww.
That was so great, guys. Oh my God. I had to stop myself at the end. From like I was crying the whole time, but I went full snot slinging almost.
Oh no.
And I was like, okay, no, they don't want to see that.
I think they would pay good money to see that, honestly.
Oh my God. I've never gotten anything like that. It's so kind.
Isn't that so sweet?
Not just to record that. Who edited that?
I edited that.
That's very kind of you.
That's why I didn't get any sleep last night. we got all the submissions Thursday. And by the way, again, thank you to Casey and Enza for organizing all that. I know Rabid Dog was in the chat, apparently like laying down some hell to get people to do it. And to everyone that was in that video, thank you guys so much. Because, you know, Ruben and his wig. I do want to apologize to Ruben. I cut out a lot of other jokes he had just to get a lot of people in there. But him in that wig, man, he looks great.
Well, I'm such a nerd content creator that like 10% of my brain the whole time was like, who fucking edited this? Would take fucking forever. You know what I mean?
That's why I didn't go to sleep last night, because I watched Willy Wonka until 2. Slept for 2 hours, woke up at like 4:30 in the morning and edited. That's why I like texted you this morning, like, hey, can we record at 11 and not 10? Because I was running behind on finishing that.
You're too kind to me.
They did most of the work. The Stream Fiends, they put in the effort. Casey and Enza, they really like did a great job cataloging that and sending that to me. So thank you guys for doing that. But like, happy birthday, man.
Yeah.
You deserve it.
Humbled by the love and attention that you guys put upon me. I have such a dearth of friends. And I will do my best to live up to a lot of those words, you know, because I feel honored. I don't have any words.
Well,
not just the candy and the weariness. It's just,
it's a lot.
I'm not used to that.
So they did a similar thing. They sent a bunch of stuff similarly to that to Phil, and he edited one for me, and he played it like he added the green, like rated G thing. And he's like, we got a trailer to watch before we start Jurassic Park at my surprise party last Saturday. And he played that up there. And dude, I was like, tears streaming down my face. It's like,
that's the streaming things.
Yeah. That really was the streaming things, is the tears. It's really moving. Like the Stream Fiends are some of the most incredible people on the planet.
No, I mean, that was so cool. I couldn't.
Phil was actually messaging me this week. I don't know if you noticed, but Phil's been a lot more active in the Discord recently.
I know, because I haven't.
But he's been like a lot more active in there.
I was listening to the show and I heard him say stuff about the Discord. And I was like, where's Phil sneaking around in there? Yeah.
Well, I gave him access because of Star Trek. So we could talk in that channel, but then RIP to that coverage.
I heard the finale was great.
Yeah, it was a classic cliffhanger finale. So can't wait to resolve that episode in season 3. But yeah, he's been messaging me throughout the week, like privately, just like, dude, how are you guys so lucky that all of the listeners in your Discord and your community of listeners are like the most generally the best people on the planet?
Game recognized game, I believe they say.
Yeah, because Phil is definitely a G. He would recognize the game.
That's right.
Yeah.
We just tried to be cool so hard. You know,
he's walking through the valley of the shadow of death.
Are you bringing out Coolio right now? And how we get so lucky to have all of our listeners be so beautiful.
I know. So many attractive people in that video.
It's like, wow. Hi.
Hello. Where have you guys been hiding this whole time?
I'm just so blessed.
Well, apparently that's not all of the birthday surprises from the Fiends. I got a message, a package actually.
I wonder if it's Mission Impossible themed. It's going to blow up.
I hope not.
I hope it does.
My rent's about to go up, man. I don't want to lose my security deposit. So Casey sent me this. This is a gift. Here's the package. Apparently this is a gift from all of the Stream Fiends. I don't know what's in this. It's for both of us. Are you ready to open it?
I'm ready.
All right, here we go. I'm opening it now. We got...
It's the strippers!
Yay! There we go.
Shake that wiener.
Okay, we got a manila envelope here. Let's open it here. What's this? Special gift for you, the ultimate Queen City Underground Tour. Learn about the dark depths of your city and create some content at the same time. Kit Laser and the Fiends, Steve and the Discord Fiends. What is the ultimate underground city tour?
Oh, God. Are we about to go
American
underground?
Legacy. Discover the rich history of Cincinnati as you wander through over the Rhine, the neighborhood boasting the largest concentration of 19th century buildings in America. Hear tales of the 130-plus saloons, bars, and beer gardens that once thrived there, then descend beneath the city streets to a hidden crypt that served as the final resting place for some of Cincinnati's earliest settlers. Finally, go even deeper underground and explore tunnels that played a vital role in the city's brewing heritage. Fun. Wait, when is this? Do you see a date on that?
No. When are we going underground?
We're going to go underground. Are we going to we got to record this?
There's cute little pictures of us.
I like how I've got a Van Dyke.
It's John Leguizamo.
And then you... Yeah, I mean, yours has got the hat and the glasses.
Mine's pretty good. It looks like a stash and goatee, too, though.
Yeah. Yours looks a little baked.
Oh, as it should.
Yeah. Just like, hey, man, you want to go underground?
But there's no map. There's no dates. What's going on?
What is this? So maybe we have to, reach out to Casey and be like, hey,
I've got my own tales of woe and darkness from over the Rhine as well.
Are you going to add like whatever the guide is? Like, I also, let me take it from here, Chief.
Once I bought a gram here and
I fell asleep in that corner once of the tunnels.
A hooker once beat me up to get off her corner right here. That's a true story.
What, really?
I was waiting on my drug dealer in over the Rhine and a lady was like, get the fuck out of my, that's my corner. You ain't going to steal my shit. And I'm like, I'm not getting my cheeks clapped here for money. You can have this. You're holding it. I'm just standing here.
You can have this.
But I literally am such a coward. I moved.
Well,
I went to a different corner. I'm like, fine.
Fine. That's better prospects over here anyway.
She seemed tough.
I wouldn't fight her. I mean, that's a tough market to work in.
That blew my mind. That was one of the most heartfelt, touching, kind things that's ever happened.
Yeah. Thank you guys so much. I mean, we're going to go underground, dude. Should we dress up like Batman when we do this?
I'm going to wear full like combat gear just in case.
Okay. Just
like hiking boots.
Yeah. Those like underground cargo pants. Creatures from like the Time Machine might be living down there.
The Descent is potentially the scariest movie ever made.
Oh.
Have you ever seen it?
Yes.
Do you spelunk?
I've never partaken in a spelunk. No.
Would you like spelunk these?
Spelunk these. <lose. laughs>
So yeah, you gotta be prepared. I'm thinking like cargo pants, boots, a sturdy belt, shirt with a lot of pockets.
Okay.
And
what about like a miner's hat? That nice has like a hat. Flashlight on it.
Gotta have a flashlight hat.
Yeah.
Or at least like clipped on your chest, like a Last of Us style.
Yeah, Last of Us. Yeah, Uncharted style.
Is Uncharted do that too with the flashlight on the chest?
Yeah. That's so much fun. Like, have you ever done anything like that? Like on a tour of the city?
I've never been on a scavenger hunt thing? Or anything like that. No, I'm lame. Jimmy's really good about setting up scavenger hunts.
Is he really?
For his wife and stuff. Yeah. To celebrate big things. Like, oh, next clue is here. And then it's where we first ate breakfast together. And it's where we first had sex. And this is our first movie.
It's both IHOP.
Yeah. They're all the same place because he's white trash. Easy scavenger hunt. But he put in the work.
So it's like, okay, well, this was the booth we ate at. So I guess we go to the booth over there now for the sex thing.
Uh-huh. And our first kiss was actually afterward, weirdly. And that was in the parking lot.
I got a flat tire once in the parking lot of a Waffle House and
had got laid.
Yeah. That's how I was like, it was like a porn. I was like, excuse me, I've got a flat tire. He was like,
I got your back, boy.
You know what? You got to blow air into it here. Practice on this.
I just got laid at Waffle House. Oh, cool, Steve.
They call it a grand slam. Or is that Denny's? Is Denny's the grand slam?
Steve got smothered and covered.
Oh, and stomped on, daddy.
Oh
my God. So, I guess we'll reach out to Casey and figure out when the dates for that tour is. I guess we'll have to make content out of it.
I don't even know if it's a tour or it's like a thing she made up that's like a, you know, like a
be here at 9 o'clock.
I don't know.
We're going underground.
It's the hooker that almost beat me up. She's the tour guide.
You. They didn't say Pretty Lips was gonna be here.
Stealing my shit.
That'd be fun to go on an urban adventure with you.
Yeah, I know very little about my own city. Coney's and Geta.
Well, I mean, honestly, that's all you need.
Kings Island, Coney's, Geta, Jerry Springer, George
Reds,
Clooney,
Bengals.
Yeah.
Flying Pigs.
Opiate Epidemic.
The Streetcar.
Mark Twain was here a lot because it was the river.
Yeah.
Ohio River.
That's
you know,
true, that's true.
That's it. That's all it. We got.
That's all we got. I think you have been such a sport in not throwing up this whole time because of all the candy.
I feel actually much better after that message.
The power of positivity cured you.
It's so true. I'm honestly floored. I hope it translated well. Like I was literally about to wipe all the snot on my shirt. My striking thing shirt. And like, I don't usually choke back tears. I like to just let it flow, you know, but I fought it because it was right toward, and it was about to be a bad one. So
I was watching you on the monitor over here. Like he's going to break. I want him to break. As a video editor, like there's nothing sweeter than a video edit making someone cry. So like when I was editing, there's a lot of different ways I could edit this video. I chose to try to make you cry. So I'm like, fucking do it.
There was a climax. You did it well. There was a point where I fought. And like I said, there were tears was falling. And then I was like, I'm going to have to go a full. I can't do that. It's right on my face.
It's
looking
right at you. I had you. You were the only one on the camera.
I fought it. I love you all. I don't have any words for that. That's all the time we have for right now. There's lots of good episodes coming this week. I think the strike should be over soon, but if not, we're going to keep on chugging along.
Keep striking things.
That's right, baby. I appreciate you all more than you will ever, ever know. Mm-hmm. My name is Kit.
And I'm C.
And this was Streaming Things. Happy streaming.
Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.